Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee, the world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, let's go! Come on, we're at Olathe at the Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview. It's a sellout crowd. Let's go, people, because the Chiefs, this score just in, Chiefs 37, Ravens 20 in a showdown game. Absolutely, and now the Chiefs are 2-2. This score also just in, G-Men 21, Chargers 18. That means we are one game out of first place in the AFC West. We've got an awesome crowd here tonight. We got fake Andy Reid here tonight. We got the geeks here tonight in great. We got the redcoaters here tonight, as always. We've got, we've got Hey Paula is here tonight. The Stafford Trojans here tonight. The sisters are here to bless us. We also have special guests tonight. Members of the Olathe Firecracker softball team are here tonight. We're at the 119th and Ridgeview location of Hy-Vee. The Kingdom Cousins are here tonight. And CJ Archer is here tonight, a first-timer, raised her family in Wichita, drove up for the show. All right, why not be here? Because there's a special spirit in Olathe, a special spirit that is here in this great city. And again, we're at 119th and Ridgeview. Got to tell you this, outstanding game yesterday in all three phases. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdown passes in this game. The first time in 34 games that Pat has had 4 touchdowns in a single game passing. All of them happened in the red zone. All different plays, all different designs. And so it was, anyway, you get 4 touchdowns in the red zone on 4 different plays, on 4 different designs, and it's Pat's first 4 touchdown passing game in 34 games. That is huge. Yes, it is. Also, Patrick Mahomes became the youngest player in NFL history, setting a record, surpassing the record 250 touchdown passes. Went blowing by that. It was Dan Marino's record. That was Dan Marino's record that stood for, I don't know, like 100 years. That is huge. You got it. Now, defensively, and talking to the guys all week, we keep in mind the Ravens were coming in smoking hot offensively, 111 points in 3 games. They were the NFL's best offensive team by far. All the guys were telling me, if we can just get some stops, maybe a steal here and there. They hadn't turned the game, turned the ball over yet in 3 weeks. Well, let's see. We got 4 stops and two steals, and three of the four stops were on fourth down. In essence, that's a takeaway. That was an incredible job by our defense. That was huge. Yes. But when you get a linebacker like Leo Chanel, who's been on the show before, he has broken caveman Bob's hammer. Because on his draft day, if you remember, he came in the day after he was drafted in front of a lot of your season ticket members at Draft Fest. I said, Leo, from Grantsburg, Wisconsin, small town, the Grantsburg Pirates, little bitty town. I said, what do you bring to the Chiefs kingdom? And he goes, he picks up his chair and he goes, violence and physicality. And everybody just went nuts. But I'll tell you, he also brings athleticism. He might be the most underrated player on our entire team because he has made some of the biggest plays that we have forgotten about. Super Bowl 58, he's the guy that strips the ball from Christian McCaffrey on the first drive of the game recovered by George Karlaftis. We all know about his blocked field goal, but he has done so many things and made so many big plays. But when the second drive of the game, after the Ravens had gone right down the field, remember, they're the greatest scoring team in the history of civilization. They go down the second drive. Mark Andrews, an all-pro tight end, on a deep route at 25 yards at the boundary. Who's turning his hips and make a one-handed interception? It was Leo Chanel. And he was able to put the hammer down, baby. Absolutely. He was awesome in doing that. And I'll mention it with Coach on the interview because we're going to talk with Coach Reed here in just a few minutes. But the fact that I saw something at camp with Leo Chanel I've never seen before. He would rep OLDL like a defensive lineman. Then he'd run over on 7-on-7 and be in coverage, dropping his hips. He's just a very versatile player. So is our guest tonight. After we hear from Coach Reed, you get a special guest tonight. You're going to get the all-pro first-team corner, Trent McDuffie, Deuce Deuce, on the loose here tonight. And then there are some nights I read this, and then there's nights I read this when we score 37 points, and that is score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. I see a lot of you shop at the Hy-Vee after the show, and those of you out there listening, you still have time. This goes through this evening. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score 37 points, you save 37 cents a gallon with any $37 purchase. That is huge. You can't beat this deal. The more we score, the more we score, the more I like it. But the more we score, the more you save. Win or lose. Everyone score or win. Everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. So when we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview in Olathe. We'll wedge you in here with a shoehorn. We'll bring you in here, but we'll be back with Coach Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
7-3 Ravens at 1:53 to go first quarter. Double tight ends. Snap back to Jackson. Chiefs showing a blitz. Jackson being harassed. Gets rid of the football right side, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Leo Chanel at the 15-yard line. Leo Chanel gets his first career interception with outstanding coverage on the far boundary.
All right, welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. We're in Olathe, actually, at 119th and Ridgeview. Great location. We'll wedge you in here, sellout crowd, but we'll make the fire marshal nervous, and we're going to have Trent McDuffie in later in the show. But let's bring in now the young man who set another record by coaching his 200th game with the Kansas City Chiefs, future Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Andy Reid. First of all, congratulations on the milestone. Thanks for coming here. You changed all our lives. You're the only coach in NFL history to have 200 games with two separate franchises.
That means I'm old, Mitch. listen, I appreciate it. It's I've been, as you know, been blessed to have good ownership and good players and good coaches, man. It's definitely not a one-man show, and I appreciate all the help, you know, the and work that goes into it.
Well, you changed all our lives for the better. All right, now let's push here. I want to ask you to have all three phases be at a high level to win that game yesterday. What was that like, and what does that mean moving forward?
Yeah, it's important. I tried to make mention of that early after the game. It doesn't always happen that way. And where all three phases stand tall. And I thought that's what took place yesterday. Everybody contributed and did a nice job. And so you hopefully you build on that part. You take that out and let's go. Let's get even. Let's knock out some of the little things that went on that we can fix and make ourselves even a better football team.
You played a great offense yesterday. And talking to the guys during the week and talking with Spags, it was like we got to get some just enough stops, enough steals. Well, you got four stops and two steals, and three of your four stops were fourth down stops. How big was that, especially against that offense?
Yeah, you're talking about a team that's averaging, you know, in the 30s, 37 points a game, 31 points a game, and that's a big chore. And they were their offensive side was relatively healthy. Defensive side had a couple of bruises there, but the offensive side was fully loaded and ready to go. And so I thought defensively we just stepped up. Spags had a great plan. I thought the guys executed. It was great to get Chris back in the mix. You know, he lost his aunt and was en route to the game, kind of drove in. And Brian Schaefer, by the way, did a phenomenal job with getting that whole thing executed. But he gets him back in and he plays with a, you know, broken heart. But shoot, he got out there and played his heart out and gave it everything he had. So, my hat goes off to the defensive side there.
Big play in the game. I want to ask you. At camp, I don't think I've ever seen this. I saw Leo Chanel rep like OLDL, and then he'd run over to the other field and work on linebacker drops and 7-on-7. His play yesterday, the one-handed interception down the field against Mark Andrews, how pivotal was that play? And then do we as fans underestimate the athleticism and toughness of Leo Chanel?
Yeah, he is another one that's a beast. So he is something. I say that, and that catch is hard to make with two hands, let alone one hand. And for him to be able to do that against an all-pro tight end, I thought that was special. I just thought that not only for the momentum, from the momentum standpoint, but just physically special. But that's what he is, and you love the kid. He just quietly goes about his business, you know, and that's what you love about him.
He makes so many big plays that I think a lot of us take for granted. I know you don't. Let's flip to the offensive side. By the way, a Grantsburg Ranger, Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Love those small town guys. Red zone. You get four touchdowns in the red zone, four different looks, four different receivers. What does that mean when you're in the land of tight windows and restricted space?
Yeah, it's tough. You got to, the players have to have a ton of confidence in what you're dialing up. And David Girardi does a nice, he and Nags get in there and they just crank on this red zone. And everybody's got their little areas that they do from a coaching standpoint. And David bears down on that thing. And I just thought his plan was really, it was really good there. Andy Heck had the run game going there, and it was likewise. So Nags puts a lot of heat on those guys, man, to make sure they get that stuff done. He's relentless with it, and especially in that area.
Speaking of fours, you're 4 of 4 on fourth down conversions. For the season, you're 9 of 10. That's borderline ridiculous in this league to be that good on fourth down. What does that mean moving forward?
Yeah, well, you've got to have a lot of confidence in the guys. I mean, to do that, that can catch you either way. And so you've got to have a good plan, and then you've got to have confidence in the players. And I think that's what it shows when you do those things within reason. I mean, there's a time and a place to do everything, and we were given a position there where we could come out on the positive side of it, and we thought it was important against that crew. Again, we're playing would have been a very explosive offense. And so you want to make sure that you keep the ball and keep rolling and get points on the board. Again, I would tell you, you know, the plant, Nags does the plant. So, I mean, it's he spends a ton of time on those fourth down situations, knowing that we're gonna use them. And he and Andy Heck, the run part with Corey Matey, I mean, those guys dig in on the run game part of it. Tom Melvin and digs in on the pass game with Nags, and they come up with this stuff, but you still have to have the players trust it and want to do it. I mean, you saw players asking to go, and so they believe in that part of it. So, anyways, it's it worked yesterday, which is a good thing.
It's worked for 4 weeks. Yeah, been awesome. Xavier Worthy, I lose track of how many plays we have now in our playbook. It's probably close to 1,000. But with Xavier Worthy back, how much does that add to your recipes and your vast cookbook offensively and what you can do?
Well, it's a guy that Pat has a lot of reps with and trusts. I think that if there's and then the coaching staff does. I mentioned after the game that Nags had a great plan for him. Well, he did. He had you knew that the legs were going to get tired somewhere in there, so you had to sort this thing out right. I mean, it's the first game back, and just make sure that you were within reason, and he did that. But I would say overall, the plan is great. The quarterback has trust in him. That's what I'd give you. And then the other guys, they feed off him. He's got a way about him. The kid does, and so 5 feeds off him, 80 feeds off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Off them, you know, the 9 feeds off them. They like when he's excited out there and playing well.
And how much does 24 feed off him? Because when you put them there together, now you got 2 4x100-meter guys. And how creative can you get moving forward with those two? And eventually we get Rashi back at some point.
Yeah, it's another guy that Nags increased his reps every week. And he's got some good stuff in for him. Andy Hex put some good stuff in there for him. The kid, again, Pat has a trust in him in some of the pass games. He had been a wide receiver before in the college level of Miami before he transferred to SMU, and then he became a running back. But they know that the kid has talent. It's just a matter of bringing him along. That's a tough position. You got a lot of responsibility with protection and so on. So, along with the run game and the pass game. So just bringing him along slowly, I think, is important. He's in a great room, though. He's got Kareem and Pop in there that are willing to share with him. And Todd's done a nice job of just bringing him along. And Mark DeLeon, those guys, you know, they're in there helping him out. DeLeon's been able to spend a little extra time there when Todd's working with, you know, with the other two guys, and just some time on the side. So it's worked out, you know, it's worked out okay. The kid's getting better. That's what I see.
The return game. You get a 15-yard punt return that leads to a touchdown. That starts that drive. They get a field goal. We get a 48-yard kick return that leads to an answering field goal. What about being in the return game and getting a couple of explosive strategic returns?
Yeah. So that was big. 81 jumping up there and giving us a big return. He is an energy giver, that kid. And when you're around him, I think you feel that. He's another one that is just popping. He probably would be a heck of a wide receiver if we mixed him in there a little bit. He gets in every once in a while. Every time he gets in, he makes a play. So, it's good. It was good to see him get a big return. He works very hard at that.
All right, Monday Night Football this week. It adds a day to the work week. But the Jags, man, they're 3-1. I just looked at them. There's only the third team in 30 seasons that they're taking the ball away at historic levels. The last team to do it at this level was your 2002 Eagles, by the way. But now you got to get ready to play a Jags team that's hot.
Yeah, well, they're not only hot, they're good. And it's not a facade at all. It's they just play good sound defense, and they've got some good players there, good coordinators. And offensively, they're moving the ball. Special teams, you know, they had a big day yesterday. So you've got to play a complete game against these guys, and that'll be very important. So
we'll let you go. Before we do, our guest tonight, Deuce is in the house. Trent McDuffie, the all-pro corner. What about him and what he means to this team and as he grows in his career?
Yeah, he's my grandson's favorite player, so I guess I'm all in with him too. He's got every bit of 22 stuff that's out there, so he loves him, and I understand why. He's a great kid, very, very smart, very competitive, and just a good guy and a good player. Can't say enough about him, and he sure has fit into Spags' defense very well.
We'll let you go. Congratulations on the win, another milestone, and we press on and attack the week. Thanks for being with us, Coach.
All right. Hi to those redheads out there, Mitch.
They're out here, and they're in force. That's head coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. We will have Trent McDuffie after this year listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Quick snap by Jackson. Stays up in the pocket. Now he's going to scramble. Flag on the play. Ball comes out. He's hit from behind. Jackson's hit from behind. And the Chiefs say they've got the football. Kansas City's got that football.
Offense number 77.
Drew Tranquil with the fumble recovery. That's a steal. That's a stop. That's a stop. That's a steal. And the Chiefs up 20-7 have the ball again in Raven territory.
Yeah. That's a steal. That's a stop. That's a steal. That's a stop. We stole and stopped the Ravens. Welcome back. We're at the Hy-Vee in Olathe at 119th and Ridgeview. And a reminder, my favorite thing about the football season is this Kingdom Bundle from Hy-Vee. You can nail this one. Make your tailgate a victory. Little help from Hy-Vee. But the Kingdom Bundle is you get 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts, just $30. The man who is leading the way with all those stops and steals is our guest tonight, an all-pro first-team corner. Deuce is on the loose. Trent McDuffie is here tonight. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for having me always.
It is awesome to have you here, especially on this night, because here came the Ravens, man, 111 points. And I talked to you guys throughout the week, and Spags was saying, if we can just get a few stops, if we can get a few steals, and oh my gosh, tell me about this defense and how you guys have risen.
Man, the one thing I keep saying about this defense is just we're hungry, you know? We've been to the Super Bowl the past 3 years, that you know, and we've been with each other, and we've had all the success, but after the loss last season and coming to OTAs and coming to training camp, and I was like, all right, what is our new identity? Like, what are we going to be? How are we going to help this team again? And Spags, first day of training camp, be bold, be great, which pretty much means be confident, be courageous, fly around, and make plays. And I feel like that's what we're starting to do these past 2 weeks. These are starting to click, and shout out to Leo. You know, he kind of got the juices flowing with that one-hand pick. Didn't see that one coming. But, everybody's just locked in and just really excited to play with each other. And that's been the biggest thing. Like, everybody just loves coming in and going out there and playing for each other. You know, there's no selfish ball out there.
But a play like Leo made, and I think people underrate his athleticism, right? Because mm-hmm. he's a crazy athlete. But how much does that energize a defense and just raise you guys up? Because, again, it wasn't just a stop. Yeah. It was a steal.
No, it's huge. I mean, I can think back to
– Wait a minute. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. shoot, going back to the Eagles game that we had this year, we're on the sideline, and I remember Travis Kelce running up and down the sideline talking about, we need the juice, we need the energy, we're kind of flat, you know. And after that game, I feel like everybody kind of looked in towards himself and was like, what can I bring to this team? Like, even if I'm not playing on the sideline, like, how can I get guys fired up? How can you bring that energy? Because that's really what this football game is about. It's energy, it's excitement. I mean, when we're at home games, of course the crowd helps, but how can you get it within the team, you know? And coming into last week when we went away to the Giants, we had to bring our energy, you know. It was a away game. It was in the Big Apple. It was Sunday night, and things took off then. And then coming in today, I mean, even without Leo, guys were juiced. I mean, offense was standing up. Every time the defense came off the field, high-fiving each other. Every time the offense came off the field, the defense was going over there, hyping up each other, and that's what you love. You know, that's what makes the game fun, and that's what makes people go out there and make plays.
The last two games, you guys – defensively have held two good opponents, because the Giants were high-flying after yep. their game against the Cowboys, right there putting up video game numbers. You have held two teams to 4 of 20 on third down. Now let's go back to the game in Brazil. What has happened? Because it has been a complete 180.
Yeah.
What's happened since that time to shut down two teams on third down?
You know, I think honestly it was – That game in Brazil was kind of just a wake-up call, you know. It was the first game of the season. The jitters were there, new team, you know. Even though we've got a lot of guys back that have been with this team, we still have new additions to the team, new guys who are in here, listen to the lingo, listen to each other play. And, yeah, we just didn't have a great game. We had a lot of blown assignments, and I remember we coming back in. And for me, every time you go into a game and you don't play well and you have all these missed errors and stuff, you're like, all right, what's this week going to look like? Like, are the coaches going to be on us? Like, how stressful is it going to be? And I remember I walked in there on Tuesday, which is, you know, it's a walk-through, lift kind of day, and spirits are high. And I was like, this is something different, you know? Like, I wasn't really expecting that, but the spirits were up. Everybody was lifting each other up. Nobody was hanging their heads. Everybody was like, you know what? It's all right. Watch that game. Like, we got a new opportunity. We got another opportunity. And Eagles game, lost that one. Same thing. Nah, we can do it. Like, we're right there. We're right there. And then Giants game, boom. You know, we got a little luck, 22-9. And all of a sudden this week, everybody's like, that's what we need. Let's just keep going, keep going. And that's what it's been. I mean, these past 4 weeks, I know it's the beginning of the season, but everybody's just wants to get better. And nobody's hanging their heads. Nobody's worrying about what our score is, what our record is. It's just, let's just keep getting better. Because we know at the end of the year, that's when you want to be your best. We're going to make our mistakes now. We're going to learn from it so that when the playoffs come, when it comes to that crunch time, we're ready.
It's fascinating to study Spags' defense, especially with the DBs. How much communication? Because we'll play three safety, two corners, and nickel. We'll mm-hmm. play three corners, two safeties. We'll play a combo of three safeties, three corners. The communication between you guys, how important is that, and how do you do that?
Yeah, that communication is everything. I mean, home games makes it a little hard. You know, the fans are out there yelling on third down. There's no way we can hear each other. Like, I'll tell you that much. Communication, you know, we've done on this third
with,
down.
You know, we've done this with Bolt before.
Not a thing. Yeah.
Because Bolt's going to make a call, right?
Yep.
He's got the green dot.
Yep.
We've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
mm-hmm.
say you're going to try to communicate with Hicks, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, get ready to do this. You ready to try this? Because we assimilate this. This is a laboratory. You are now at Arrowhead. It is 3rd and 4 for, let's say, the Lions, the next home team. We're looking ahead to the Jags, but it's the next home game. All right, go. 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 Now, say something to Shay.
I can't even hear you. I'm in the headphones. Say nothing.
So.
See?
False start.
Can't even conversate.
False start. Number 67 on the offense, 5-yard penalty. But I do that because that's what's real life.
Yeah.
So how do you guys do it and not blow coverage?
Visual signals.
Wow.
We have hand signs. And honestly, just knowing the defense. Like when Nick Bolton gives that play call, everybody knows what they're doing. And I mean, I know what Nick's doing. I know what Chris Jones is doing. I know what B. Cook's doing. I know what every other person, all 10 other guys are doing on that field so that when the offense is doing certain things, you know, motioning, shifting, trying to make us confused. It's like, it's all good. Like, we already know what we're doing. Y'all just go ahead and run the play, and we'll stop you. So, yeah, not too much verbal, but visual, definitely. That's everything.
Again, all-pro corner, Trent McDuffie, is our guest tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview in Olathe. We'll wedge you in here somewhere. We're packed in here sardines. That's the way we like it. Now, your career starts to pivot here. Just because I look at the secondary, and here's Jaden Hicks. Here's Shamari Connor. Here, oh, by the way, you got two Wazoo guys.
I know.
It's Apple Cup every day. You got, you're the only Husky, and you got two Wazoo guys, and you're living together. That's great.
It's great. We won this year, too, so shout out to the Dogs. Yep, I hold that over them for the rest of this year, so it's been great.
We can all coexist, by the way, if two Wazoo guys can get together.
I remember my rookie year, me and Jay Watt came in together, and I remember looking at him. I was like, Wazoo. And he was like, UW. We were both kind of like, you know, like, there's still this little, you know, beef going on because they just beat us. So I was like, I don't really like these Washington State guys. And then after like two practices, I remember just being like, all right, like, I need you. You need me. We got to figure out this playbook together. Like, let's just scratch this. We can worry about it during Apple Cup. But like, no, nah, we got to be homies right now. And then Jaden Hicks came in, and two dudes who I just love, you know, great dudes, great football players, but just off the field, like, when you talk about guys when things are going wrong that you can look at, and they just bring positivity, they bring just a sense of calm to the room, that's really what they do, and it's a great thing because they're both playing really well right now. Jaden's flying around, Jay Watt's on his own island. Yesterday, he was telling me, oh, my jersey's too clean. I was like, look, brother. That's a great thing as a DB. I'm like, that jersey's clean. That means you're doing your job very well. But it's been great having them in the room. They had a great addition.
Here's what I want to ask you, though. Here's the pivot. Because now you become the leader. Mm-hmm. You're the senior.
Yeah.
I look at Noel Williams, rookie.
Yeah.
Hicks is in his second year. How have you approached that in OTAs, camp, mini camp?
Yeah.
Where you're going, I've been around the block. Here's what we do. How do you do that?
I mean, for me, every year I've been here, it's always been, how can you help the rookies? Because I remember when I was a rookie, coming to the Chiefs, not even just learning the playbook, but just in a new city, in a new environment, in the NFL. I remember I had all this anxiety. I was nervous. I was like, what do I do? Where do I go? And Juan Thornhill and Travis Kelce, to this day, were the two people who were like, we got you. Like, all you got to do is just show up to work, do your work, go home, stay out of trouble. Everything else will work out. And I was like,
no, wait a minute. Kelce told you to go home and stay out of trouble?
Stay out of trouble. Travis Kelce. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, sounds easy enough. Like, I'm going to just do that. And now whenever rookies come in and I see their brains spinning and they're like, oh, getting choked up, not knowing the plays. And I was like, y'all, settle down. Like, everybody makes mistakes. I promise you. Even to this day, I go out there on the field, I make a mistake. So don't be too hard on yourself. Learn from your mistakes, and just keep working. Like, that's the biggest thing about this Chiefs team that I've learned is we just wake up each and every day and just get back to work no matter what happens the other day.
It is very apparent. You not agree with that? Yeah. So that leads me to ask you about Noel Williams because I like what I'm seeing, how he's just moving forward. This reminds me of you and Jay Watt, 22. And B. Cook and Nazi and all the guys, the Fab Five. But what about his development? Because if he develops, you know what that leads to is putting Deuce Deuce in the slot, where I think you're the best slot corner in the league. Especially, I've never seen a DB rush like you.
Yeah,
you're the elite rusher. You rush like Karlaftis or Chris. So let's talk about Noel Williams' development.
Yeah.
And what does that mean long term, perhaps, or getting Fulton back? And you can go to the slot some.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Noel Williams, a smart kid. His college coach actually coached me. So we got the same lingo. You know, I know where he's coming from. So when he came in, my DB coach texted me, like, hey, look after my guy. And I was like, I got you. And learning this playbook, I've been using, like, lingo that I use for my college. I'm like, no, it's the same as what we did here, like what you did there. So he's like, oh, got it. So I was like, I know you're gonna pick up on this quick because you're just that kind of kid. And then moving forward, like, just the steady progress you've seen. Like, training camp, he was a little shaky, a little nervous, you know, a few holding call stuff and this and that. And everybody's like, just clean it up, just clean it up. And we're in week four, and that man's over there on an island. And I mean, no help, shutting down star receivers, D-Hop. I mean, anybody you line up against him, he's been one-on-one doing his job. And you've got to love that because he's a young dude. You know, he's only going to grow. I'll tell you that. Like, from where he's at now, sky's the limit for him. And that also just adds the dynamic of this defense. I mean, we talk about guys who can play nickel, safety, corner. When you turn on the tape, if I'm a quarterback, I would have a headache because I'm like, who's doing what? Where's going where? Like, why is he over here? Why is this person here? Now, like, everybody in this DB room can all do the same thing, which is really unique. Like, I've never been a part of a team that had 5, 6, 7, 8 guys that can literally do the same thing I can do. And that's what's made it so much fun because you get to experience football more. Like, you don't just play that one position. Like, George can only be on the edge. He can only rush. I can play nickel. I can play corner. I can say, hey, B. Cook, I'm coming back with you. I'm going to play safety. We got to hold down on the back end. And then you just talk about rushing. Like, teams don't know if I'm rushing, if J-Watt's rushing, if Noel's going to rush, if somebody on the other side of the field is going to rush. Like, it just gives Coach Spags so much more freedom and ability to call plays that he might have not been comfortable calling with a different DB group. But with us, he's like, let's do it.
Okay. I want everybody to know, because we got young kids here tonight, we forget. We forget plays. We forget circumstances. We do not win Super Bowl 58. We don't have a parade. We don't have rings. If you don't make the play on third down on Brock Purdy, as a slot blitzer, if they get third down and they convert it, they run out the clock. We're dead. You make that play, which I've seen you do it time and time and time again. Where did you learn your ability to rush?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A passer, not like some crazy newborn calf, DB, think, oh, I get a blitz call. You do it like an edge rusher. Why and how?
That's a good question because I never blitzed until I got with Coach Spags.
UW didn't blitz you.
Rookie year was my first time I've ever blitzed inside corner, just blitzed in general. So after my rookie year, that off season, going into my second year, all I did was study pass rushers. All I did was study DBs blitzing. Like, legit, I have notebook pages of just where guys are looking, where are their eyes, why are they rushing, angles. Like, I look like a freak. I'm just crazy, you know, just lit up in the notebook. And I remember the first few times my rushers weren't very good. But the thing that's always in my head whenever I rush is I know what it feels like to be a corner. And we call blitz, it's cover zero, and you got no help behind you, and you're like, man, this blitz needs to hit. Like, I got about 3 seconds before, you know, like, this dude can run wherever on the field. Yep. And so every time I'm blitz, I'm like, I have to get there in like 1.5 seconds.
So you studied, and you took notes, and you watched video.
Dedicated.
Great lesson to all these athletes that are sitting behind you that look
you
up
gotta
to.
You got to study, because I've never done it before, you know, and I'm not just going to go out there and do something I've never done before without having an idea of what route to take. And I got plethora of film I could watch on the iPads that they give you. So why not use all the information you can use while it's available?
Everybody here, just know, when you think of Super Bowl 58, it's a forgotten play. And I hope everybody out there in the 117 stations realize it. We don't win it if he doesn't make that play. Okay? You guys good with that? All right. We'll be back. There's a lot more to Trent McDuffie, a lot more than football. We'll go to that after this. Again, we're at the Olathe Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview. Back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
In essence, really fourth and one for the Ravens at their own 40.5-yard line. 13-7 Kansas City. 3 minutes to go, first half. Jackson's in the shotgun. Takes the snap on fourth down. He unloads the throw. It's going to be incomplete. The Ravens tried to throw the ball on fourth down and one. They throw a fade that's incomplete. The Chiefs take over on downs at the 40.5-yard line of Baltimore.
Stops and steals against a good offense. Hang on, let me email Lamar thanking him for throwing the ball on fourth and one. Okay. Anyway, Trent McDuffie is here tonight. And we're at the Olathe Hy-Vee, 119th and Ridgeview, with the all-pro corner, Trent McDuffie. So awesome to have you here, but I see you had the second career.
Yeah.
Working a little fast food before the season. How'd that go?
That was fantastic.
Seriously.
I loved it. I've
always seen the reel,
he was
at McDonald's.
And it was. And I love McDonald's. I'm not going to say all the kids, hey, I eat McDonald's still. I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to put it out there. I love me some McDonald's. But cool experience. And I think the best part about it was why I was doing it. You know, I love the Ronald McDonald House, the Red Friday, all that stuff. And they meant so much to me that anytime they call and it's like, Trent, can you do something for the Ronald McDonald House? I'm like, I'm all there.
Now, your mom has been here.
Yeah.
Your mom has been here before and been at the show. Did she run track
at
Cal Irvine for the Anteaters?
Yes, she did. 400 runner, qualified for Olympics. Didn't go, which to this day.
Whoa.
To this day, I'm always on her. I'm like, Ma, you should have went. But qualified, and she was legit. 400. I couldn't do that. I tell her every time. She wanted me to run the 400 in high school. I said, no, ma'am. I'll stick to the 100. Straight away. Quick. Get it over with.
So now we know where you got the genetics here.
100%.
She qualified the Olympics and did not go.
Didn't go.
Mom.
I know. She's the most competitive person I know. More competitive than Pat, I tell you. Like, we play cards, and sometimes I'm like, Ma, I don't want to play with you. Like, because if I beat you, like, now the night's ruined. So, like, you know, it's one of those. Yeah.
And she was with the Cal Irvine Anteaters.
Uh-huh.
So if you run track for the Anteaters, you're tough. But I love your charity work.
Thank you.
So tell us about your foundation and what you got going on.
Yep, it's the T22 McDuffie Foundation that was started a few years ago, and it was really to target kids who have lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. And I was in the same position, so I was like, how do I help kids that dealt with the same thing I dealt with? And I felt like it was something that is kind of overlooked. You know, you don't really talk about people who deal with the loss. You know, it's kind of just something that everybody has to go through. I mean, everybody's sitting in here, everybody listening. Everybody's going to deal with a loved one that they lose. And I wanted to create a way where I can create this safe space where it's like, you're not alone. Like, come enjoy a day throwing the ball with me. I mean, we went to the aquarium with some kids from KC Hospice, and just creating ways that kids can feel comfortable. Because I think that was the biggest thing for me. Like, for me, it was football. I had some that I love to do, and it allowed for me to kind of get away from all those feelings and emotions. And I just really want to help the youth, and not even just the youth, just anybody, kind of just deal with those emotions, because it's a really hard thing to deal with, and I don't think there's a lot of people out there that are targeting this kind of audience.
So just so to remind you again, Trent McDuffie, our guest tonight, but you lost your brother in eighth grade. You were in eighth grade?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In a rough deal, but tell us about the number you were and why.
Yeah, going about that, my brother grew up wearing the number 22. I didn't grow up wearing 22. In my household, we have four boys. Everybody had their own numbers. Everybody's trying to be, you know, their own player. I wore 7. I was like, I ain't changing. Didn't wear it throughout high school. Lost my brother, and then got to college. And I remember the college coaches were like, oh, what numbers do you want? I think I told them like 4, like 24, just a bunch of random numbers. And first day I got there, walked into the football facility, and found my locker. Where's my locker? Found it, and it said 22, McDuffie. And I was like, whoa. Like, never asked for it, never thought of it, wasn't anything on my radar. And the whole college process was difficult, and, you know, all those emotions. And I remember just sending a picture right then and there and being like, I made the right choice. Like, for whatever reason, Tyler wanted me to be here, and everything else will work out. And now I'm sitting here looking back at a wonderful story that I can always tell.
And now he's 22 for the Kansas City Chiefs, which is pretty awesome. Before we let you go, we'll be in action a week from tonight, Monday Night Football at Jacksonville, and those guys are playing really well. ETN had a big day yesterday. What's your initial thoughts on the Jags? And before you go, you know what you got to do.
I know what I got to do.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm not going to hit the table this time.
Okay, good. Because Caveman Bob's got to
The past
it.
2 years, the past 2 years, I've hit the table. But this time you told me, don't hit the table, all right? So one time I'm going to do it.
Wait a minute. We got to get the Kingdom Cousins up here, too. Get the Kingdom Cousins.
Come on.
You got to do the damn. Let's go. Before you go, here's the Jaguars. Listen. Come on. The Kingdom Cousins are here. All right. Here we go.
Y'all ready?
Don't hit Trent. We need him healthy. All right. Here we go. We're going to play the Jags. We're taking our all-pro corner. We're going to get to 3-2. It's rolling, people. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. You got
good
it.
Good job, y'all.
All right. Thanks for coming here tonight.
Of course.
God bless you, my friend. And it's just so exciting to see this story continue to unfold for you personally and for this team.
Man, I love it. I love being a part of it and appreciate you having me. Always, Mitch.
Let's send him into the night, ladies and gentlemen. Number 22, Trent McDuffie. Thank you, brother.
Of course. Thank you.
When we come back, we will wrap up the show from here at Olathe Hy-Vee, 119th and Ridgeview. Thanks to Deuce Deuce on the Loose. Back after this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Another fourth down for the Ravens. They're going for it at the Chiefs' 36-yard line. 10:18 to go in the game, 37-13 Kansas City. Chris Jones trying to line up where he wants right here. Five-man front for the Chiefs. Cooper Rush in for the injured Lamar Jackson. Blitz on him. Left side throw. It is caught and immediate tackle. Zay Flowers with the catch, and Trent McDuffie plays it perfectly. Trent McDuffie, our man, number 22. 3 fourth down holds in that game. Again, we're at Olathe, 119th and Ridgeview. 3 fourth down holds in that game. Incredible what we did to get that. Stops and steals, right? It's the same thing with the Jaguars. Stops and steals because they're playing good ball right now and good offense, especially Travis Etienne, their running back. And defensively, these guys are crazy. They've forced 13 takeaways in 4 weeks. They're on a record pace to do that in all-time NFL history. But anyway, how good is Trent McDuffie? Just do me this favor. When you get involved in discussions about the Chiefs, just remind everybody at Super Bowl 58, we would not have won that game had it not been for Trent McDuffie harassing Brock Purdy just enough to force an incompletion on third down. They can't run out the clock. We get it back. We tie it. We go to overtime. People remember the throw to Mecole Hardman and should to win it in overtime from Patrick Mahomes. But what they will forget is McDuffie's play on third down. It was huge. Absolutely. What also is huge is this chance. Because we talk about the Hy-Vee Perks Plus card, right? And we think, well, what does that do for me? Let's see. Because when you swipe your Hy-Vee Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. All right? So, automatically entered to win great perks. From now through January 4th, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. That's what we have to say, the big game. That means 5 days, 4 nights experience, Santa Clara, California, San Francisco area, for the big game. So make sure you shop Hy-Vee, save big, and earn great perks. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. See store for complete details. This defense is playing some ball now. They have snapped together 3 straight games against. Then the Giants came in smoking hot after they put up gigantic numbers, no pun intended, against the Cowboys. The Eagles, we know what they're all about. And then to shut down, basically, the Ravens was a thing of beauty, as Coach would say.
Thanks to CJ for coming, our first-timer. Thanks to a lot of the first-timers here tonight. Remember, Monday Night Football next week, meaning the show is on Tuesday. We'll be at Lee's Summit East Rice Road, Hy-Vee. Thanks for coming tonight. Let's go, everybody. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.